Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to the second guest show. Mike DeTillo, Bobby Hebert, live from the WWL studios here downtown in New Orleans. Our segment is brought to you every Monday night by the Silver Slipper Casino, Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on down to the Silver Slipper. On the line with us now, once a purple knight, always a purple knight, from ESPN, Stan Verrett. Stan, man, it's your week. Saints Falcons.
Yeah. Once again, for the second time. Although, you know what? They looked a whole lot better this time around than they did. They looked a whole lot better this week than they did last week.
Yeah, you know, Stan, it just shows you the NFL. I mean, you think there might be a misprint. Falcons 43, the Raiders 6. I mean, but the bottom line, it just shows you the parity in the NFL. When you have five turnovers, and he also got 11 penalties for 141 yards. Now, if you just told me you have five turnovers and you get flagged nine or more times and 100-plus yards, I said you're probably not going to win. But
right.
but that's a big margin, 43-6. And so I still think Vegas looks at the Saints and the Falcons kind of like, even though the previous game wasn't the case, kind of a field goal game, and what's going to come about. All I know is, Stan, that I've said this in the pregame previously, that the Saints sacked Matt Ryan three or more times. They were 8-0. Well, we got him eight times, so now we're 9-0. So I said just sack him three or more times. Then we'll be 10-0 against Atlanta. We get after
you're
going to
live and die with that stat, Stan. Yes, I'm telling you.
Hey, whatever works. I'm down for whatever works.
Stan, the most impressive thing, and, you know, so much glare has been on, you know, when Drew Brees went down, Taysom Hill taking over. But, man, it's really been how good this defense has played. You think about it over the last 4 or 5 weeks, how they've come around on the defensive side of football. Only 28 points, you know, in the past couple games. One touchdown. And
one touchdown in four games.
Four
that's
games
unbelievable.
Is impressive. But overall, thinking about the start of the season and how it played out, there's only one team in the NFC that has given up less points. And I think that's a big stat in this league. They've given up just 225 points to 11 opponents. That's right at what, 20 points a game that you've given up to someone?
Right.
Man, you know, you look at the Rams are given 215. Which that's impressive too. I mean, again, we always talk about, man, Sean McVay, the real genius out on the coast. Only thing I know is he's the real genius till he go up against Shanahan, and then Shanahan with a limited team beats him like they did yesterday. But man, only giving up 225 points total this season. That's really impressive in the modern day version of football.
I said a few weeks ago, in a tweet, that this is evolving into a defensive team. And, you know, we're so used to the 30 points per game, Sean Payton's offense, and, you know, the moniker of being a dome team, and they're going to have to outscore you to win. That's not the case anymore. I mean, if you look at just the mix of personnel on defense, I mean, you know, up front you got an established high-level player in Cam Jordan. Trey Hendrickson has evolved as an impact player. Marcus Davenport continues to evolve. Onyemata's been doing a great job. They got a good young guy in Tuttle. And then, you know, at the linebacker, they add Quan Alexander to go with DeMario Davis, who might be the best linebacker in the NFL right now. And then on the backside, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson is just developing into a guy who can do just about anything. He's looking like a young Malcolm Jenkins, and they got the old Malcolm Jenkins too. And then solid cornerback play. So, I mean, at every level, they got difference makers. And you put it all together the way Dennis Allen has. I mean, they've been playing fantastically.
You know, Stan, looking at those defensive numbers, and it's amazing on the Sean Payton. And I think if our defense would even hold an opponent to 20 or fewer points, he would say, look in the mirror, shame on us if we don't win, because there are 84 wins and 8 losses since 2006 when they allow 20 or fewer points. When they force 3 turnovers, doesn't matter if they not protecting it, force 3 turnovers, 39-6. So it goes on and on. Even look at it when they're scoring 30 points like they did, 101 losses, 101 wins, 16 losses, basically 86.5%. The bottom line is stability you have under Sean Payton is amazing. And how if the Saints aren't the best in the NFC, then who? I mean, you could say arguably the Chiefs and the Steelers where they're at as far as the whole NFL. But in the NFC, why not the Saints? I mean, whether it's Taysom Hill or Drew Brees, they have that much of a complete team.
Yeah, you know, and I think that goes into Sean Payton's thinking about the game yesterday, that he looked at the defense that he has, he looked at what they had at quarterback, and he said something in the news conference after the game that I think really explained it. He said, look, there's only a few ways you lose a game like that, and he wasn't interested in them. And all the quotes you just – I mean, all the stats you just mentioned, the big one is turnovers. If the Saints don't turn the ball over yesterday, it's a cakewalk. They only turned it over once, and it was pretty much a cakewalk. And so I think he knew that, and so he put together a low-risk game plan offensively and just said, don't turn the ball over, sustain drives, run the ball, and we walk out of here with an easy win, and that's exactly what happened. And I think a lot of people looked at that performance yesterday, and they think, okay, well, you know, they can't win every game like that. Well, they don't need to win every game like that. They just needed to win that game like that.
Right.
And so people are really unnerved, and, oh, you know, Taysom Hill, you know, and you know, if he performs that way, can we beat the good teams? Even I thought about that until I really thought about the singular mission of winning that game yesterday. So now you do that, then you go back to practice and you figure out, okay, what do we need to do to win the next game? And that could mean a totally different game plan. It could mean a more wide open offense. And then we'll see, you know, all the doomsayers about, oh, Taysom Hill can't throw the ball. Well, then we'll see, you know, but you can't worry about winning other games down the road when you have this game in front of you. Win this game and then get to work on the next one.
Now, Stan, you know it's crazy, too, how you attack a defense. We all know Alvin Kamara, he was up. Whether pass receiving, running back, total yards from scrimmage, or just running the football, he was in the category that we're talking about him for MVP. But look at Latavius Murray. Latavius Murray, 124 yards rushing, a couple of scores, but he had 10 second-half carries for 81 yards and 2 scores. So it's amazing how I think bottom line is the Saints win in the trenches. A whole left side, Andrews Pete was not there. Teron Armstead was not available. But we still broke down a quality defense in the Broncos and just bullied them.
You body blowed them.
Smashed them in the mouth, and they couldn't do anything about it. So you think, oh, it's Alvin Kamara. No. What about Latavius Murray? It's amazing how we have a complete team.
Yeah. Now, look, I'm not downplaying Alvin Kamara's ability because he's a really, really special
right.
player. But, you know, football at its essence comes down to really simple concepts of blocking and tackling when you really get down to it. And if you can block on one side and you can tackle on the other side, you'll have a lot of success. And, yeah, you're right. The offensive line has been phenomenal. You know, I think a part of it was during the course of any game, you have, you know, X amount of running plays, X amount of pass plays. So teams always talk about trying to be balanced offensively. Well, when you have a game plan like yesterday where they just keep pounding you with the run, that's going to take a toll on the defense.
Yep.
And it's going to energize an offense. Offensive linemen never get tired when they're running the ball and they're pounded on the defense. But defenses get tired trying to stop that. And so I think that's what you saw in the second half. They just wore them down.
Stan, one of the things that when you have a situation, this team offensively really is built around Drew Brees. That's your guy. But when, you know, he goes down to an injury, what you hope that is that the guy that replaces him, he's like super glue, okay? If something breaks at the house, you know, you put that super glue on it, it holds for a little while. Now, you don't know if it's going to hold long term, and it might look pretty good, you know, after you super glued it. And it might be a point where, you know, somewhere down the road, okay, I got to get something to replace it. But that's what Taysom Hill has been to this football team. You know Drew is going to come back in a few weeks, if it's 2 weeks, 3 weeks, whatever. But Taysom has become that super glue on this football team, just like Teddy was a year ago. He was the super glue for those 4 or 5 weeks that you needed him, and you were secure that he could help you win. This game is not about style points. We're not doing gymnastics. This is about winning. And to me, that's the big part I think sometimes people lose in it, that Taysom, you know, he's become the super glue here now for this team, just figuring out a way to carry you until you can get Drew Brees back on the field.
I got to tell you, I've never seen so much angst about a 31-3 win on the road.
I mean, I agree.
Like, wait a minute. What did I miss? You know, we'll take care of next week and the week to be like, oh, well, we can't beat the Chiefs that way. Well, you don't have to beat the Chiefs yet. You don't have to beat the Chiefs until they show up at the Dome. So,
right.
I mean, I think there's a lot of angst. I mean, look, Drew is a Hall of Famer, first ballot Hall of Famer. You lose a guy like that, it's going to have an effect, and people are going to worry. And let's face it, nobody's going to step in there and be Drew Brees. I mean, you're absolutely right about the glue. But I was on the Saints podcast a couple of weeks ago talking with John DeShazer and Caroline Gonzalez. And I said, you know, you got to give Sean Payton a lot of credit in this, too, because Sean is like a guy who opens the refrigerator, sees what ingredients he has, and figures out, okay, this is what I can make for dinner that's going to taste good with the ingredients that I have. So he says, okay, I got Taysom Hill. I know I got Latavius Murray. I got Alvin Kamara. Okay, well, I'm going to go in here against a team with no quarterback, and I'm going to put together a game plan that's going to just keep their defense out on the field, minimize the strength of their team, which is their defense, and not give them a chance to win. Because you know that the Broncos coaches had to go to the defense and say, look, we need you guys to carry us today.
To win the game.
Yeah, you're probably not going to score a lot of points. We need you guys to carry us. So, Sean, knowing that's what they're probably thinking, said, okay, well, let's neutralize their defense by just making them work harder than they're prepared to have to work defending the run, and you just pound them with the running game because you have an unknown quantity, a still developing quantity in terms of your passing game. So what's your strength that you can use against their strength? Well, run the ball. And, I'm sure you probably had a talk with the offensive line saying, look, let's go out there and get the job done, and they did.
Now, Stan, Mike, what is that stat? And Sean knows this. When you pick and choose, when we run 30 times or more,
you win 95% of your games. Okay. It's like 80-4.
Stan, think of that. Under Sean Payton, you talk about a decade and a half. That's a big sample size.
That's just not finishing a game.
No.
And it's not just the after effects. I think when you hit these teams early and keep hitting them and hit them in the second and third quarter, come on, you all beat up in the fourth quarter. Man, you don't want to be tackling a 225-pound running back.
That's why time of possession, the ebb and flow of a game. Now, you can't turn it over. You got to be on the plus side in the turnover margin. But when you look at that, that 30 or listen, whether it's even Drew Brees, the first ballot Hall of Fame, I say less if Drew is more. I want to run the ball. Let's say you're trying to target 65 plays or more. Okay, so we should at least have 30 rushing attempts. I even think with Taysom Hill, we should have 35 to 40 rushing attempts. Because I think with Taysom, the wheelhouse, because he's going to get 8, 9, 10 rushing attempts, that have him throw the ball, we were saying 20 to 25. I'm going to give him 25 to 30. And not more than that. to dissembling because how you keep a defense off balance.
One of the things about that stat, though, is that necessarily means that the running game is working. You know, you get to 30 carries, you get to 35 carries because the running game is working. No coach is going to run it on first down, get stopped for no gain. Run it on second down, get stopped for no gain. You got to throw on third down, you throw on third down. You get it back, you run it for 1 yard, you run it
for two. It's working.
Abandon the run. But if you establish it early and stay with it,
I agree.
You're absolutely right.
But the one thing, Stan, we went in the trenches, offensive defensive line, how they've invested the draft picks and the money. And that's why what I say, we very seldom have second and nine, third and eight. That's why just get where you're manageable on third down, and I don't see how the Saints could not have success.
Third down. First down has become the new third down. Man, you put them in a second and three, a second and four. You got issues. Stan, thanks so much, bud. We appreciate it.
We love you, Stan.
Thank you, Stan. Proud of you. Proud of you, my man.
To you guys. How about the Purple Knights beating Holy Cross? You got C.E. Bird next. Let's go.
No, how about that, brother? I knew you had to throw that one in. Thank you, Stan. We appreciate it. That's all for a second guest tonight, and we'll throw it to the Saints Radio Network here on WWL. And it'll be Zach Strief hosting Saints Coaches Show with head coach Sean Payton. His guest tonight will be Saints defensive line coach Ryan Nielsen.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.